Okay, another offering, page 27. The short mandala offering, page 27. So she
Welcome back. This program said that's all Karasana. 망원보다 딱 서서 흉침을 든다 하면서 산책에서 간대시 녹바이나요 서서 녹지 하면서 고안렌트베리 딘데기 시댄식 등의 시대인 바래 네, 딘데로 오시던 거요
What we call the basic program, the subjects that are covered in this program are meant to be the foundation for studying and understanding the great treatises in the future. So by studying and understanding the subjects taught in the basic program, then this becomes like, you know, as I said, the foundation for, you know, you to be able to, you know, understand whatever Buddhist teaching or text that you pick up.
Yeah.
So this becomes like the foundation for you to be able to gain an unmistaken comprehension or understanding of the great treatises in the future. Yeah, when you have the opportunity to look into those teachings in the future, okay? And when you're able to gain an unmistaken comprehension and understanding of these great teachings in the future, and on the basis of having that unmistaken understanding, then you can then also share your understanding with others, yeah? Share the teachings with others, and in so doing, then you will be able to bring benefit to others. And then as an individual, because of having gained an unmistaken understanding of those the great Buddhist teachings in the future, especially when you develop a conviction, yeah, in those teachings, when you gain an ascertainment, you know, of the validity of the facts of those teachings, you know, then you will also benefit, yeah, because then you will then be able to use those teachings to effect a change in your mind.
What did she? Aniji Kasore, Tanamju, Mazota, Karsana, Tasanjay, Tema, was a Tauta Molam Jaya, Tasimji, Digi, Tatunda, Kasore, Ultimate or Tutu Kasota, Tama the Tauta Molam Jabde, Pena Sanjay, Tema Tower Shows, Toxin, Molam Jabde, Rava, Theatas. Tak jawab sama mencoba, ane sanjai tempat jawab cede rangit cikoh eh, kau tindegi, tindegi tolak susu bezun cikoh eh, tak sanjai tempat je cede rangit tempat je, topet tempat jawab cede timbal eh, cakap tak rangit tempat jawab cede rangit tak, tosan yang puji cede, ane sanjai sungguh kongba cinci malu kau siapa cido pasin, tak ngoto cido baina. Ani cipta lumbi tempat jebat cakap sih, tidak ibarat. Ani takkan nasi topet tempat je sih deh. Sanjeng surat di kumpa cinci malu rangi sih. Ani rangi semula, jua si teba si cunah, tak topet tempat jebat cakap sih deh, tidak ibarat.
You know, we always in the Buddhist circle, yeah, we often make prayers, you know, for the Buddhist teachings to flourish, isn't it? It is not sufficient just to make prayers alone, you know. When we talk about, you know, we have to understand that, you know, as an individual, we also have a responsibility for doing something, you know, to caused the Buddhist teachings to flourish. And when we say the Buddhist teaching is flourishing, what does it mean? When we talk about the Buddhist teachings flourishing, it refers to the scriptural teachings and the realizational teachings. Both the scriptural teachings and the realizational teachings are meant to be, we should cause these teachings to flourish. Yeah? Okay. Then how does the scriptural dharma or the scriptural teachings, how do they flourish? As an individual, if you learn the Buddha's teachings well, and if you gain an unmistaken understanding, a comprehension of the Buddha's teachings, and then if you were to share the knowledge with others, then this is how one causes the Buddha's scriptural teachings to flourish. And as an individual, on the basis of having gained an unmistaken comprehension and understanding of the Buddha's teachings, and on the basis of those teachings, and if you put it into practice, and if you effect some positive change in your heart, in your mind, you gain some positive experience, that is what we mean by the flourishing of the realizational teachings. Okay?
Oh, today is that energy. Tautong ato malam jawa nangshin an simshu jeche ta an lobyung chiku he o jeche mure lobyung chebe le tindegi tonne simshu jeche ta lobyung kanto tu chiku he an nangbe shungla ni chiku tosam chiku he di an jeche mu chabiyo re.
So just as if we continue to pray for the Buddha's teachings to flourish here, so likewise we should also put it in action as well, no? By learning the Buddha's teachings, by listening to the teachings, and then by studying them and analyzing those teachings to gain an understanding. Okay, so therefore, it's very important to make a constant effort, in learning, and reflecting on the teachings.
Yeah.
Then, as I have often mentioned, another thing that you should always remember, keep in your mind, is this. Yeah. I guess we all accept that, if we recite Om Mani Padme Hum, we accumulate merit, isn't it? We all accept that if we circumambulate holy objects, we accumulate merit. We all accept it, isn't it? Yeah. So, then if you think about it, if you use your brain and think about it, if you apply some logic and reasoning, so if these activities, if you engage in these activities, then you will create merit. Then likewise, when we study the Buddha's teachings, we will also create merit, isn't it? Yeah. Even just reading the Buddha's teachings itself is a virtuous activity. It brings about accumulation of merit, virtue, isn't it? Yeah. So, if we, on the basis of learning the Buddha's teachings, and then if we gain an understanding, a comprehension of Buddha's teachings, I think the merit that we accumulate will even be greater. Okay? So we have to remember this all the time, So, you remember this, by keeping this in mind, then you should think that, every time I read the text and I study, I'm accumulating merit, I'm accumulating virtue, And so by keeping this in mind, we should then strive to come to class here.
Oh, today is that Gongpa Sheche, that Karsana, that Milutok, that Chalasavata, that Milutok, that Karsana, Tindegi, Sanjegi, Songrabla, that Chosam Chijusam, Chijurabati, Kawasambu Yins, tinte ani gongpa sheche ani chi ko sanje la sunum taya la ani zomba tenkwa he lo pezun chikwa he oti kechimura he.
Well, of course, all of you have a busy life, but the fact is that we all have obtained this human life, yeah, and that we have now the opportunity to find out and to learn and discover about the Buddha's teachings. Yeah. So we should seize the opportunity, yeah, and then just learn, okay? So, His Holiness the Dalai Lama always, you know, say, you know, to people nowadays, you know, that we all have to be 21st century Buddhists. We all have to be 21st century Buddhists. Yeah. So, what does he mean by that? You know? His Holiness always say that, you know, it is not sufficient just to have faith, just to have some belief. You know, it's not sufficient. It's just, yeah. Rather, we should study the Buddha's teachings and actually discover what the Buddha had to say. And then, the kind of faith that we should work at, the kind of faith that we should develop, is the faith that arises from understanding what the Buddha taught. Okay, so this is very important. Yeah. So the Buddha's teachings are such that if you learn it, you know, you study it, it is something that that we all can understand, and if we study the Buddha's teachings, then we will be able to discover for ourselves. We have to discover for ourselves that the Buddha's teachings are really something different, a class on its own. It's something very different from other instructions or other teachings you'll find in this world. Yeah. But this can only come if you actually study the Buddha's teachings yourself. You have to discover for yourself, isn't it? And then if you study the Buddha's teachings, then that's what you will discover. Oh, something really different. It's class on its own. Something very unique. And once you see that, then you'll be able to also you get this feeling and understanding of how special the Buddha is. How unique the Buddha is. And with that comes very strong faith in Buddha.
Oh, today's that, today's energy, Sanjala, that shin, Tabas, top the way, Anakan, energy, Anakan, Sanyam, top by care, the delaway, but it. What did they say?
Once we have found this kind of faith in Buddha, the faith in the Buddha that comes from understanding, then. Gaining the positive experiences of the path and the realizations would be easy.
Oh, tinder sha, oh, tuxini, that, and the tire, tiza, tanda, kasorta, tari, shivana, shire, tangozo, tanda, ti yang, kasore, kapkom, langozo, yang, but, 로빈 집에 가라 양 거 갑과를 배제 민도 세 삼로 코스 바래 이나 되게 슈바 남신래 소소 먼저 슝침 로빈 책이 시진로 시림 로지 장기여래 제 공부 시제 아니 또 당해진도 마셔나 지기여 말해 그러나 제가 뒤신다 치고 해
Another thing to note is that you know, in the course of our learning, such doing something like that, you know, it is really possible that along the way, you know, that you know, you may kind of feel that you know, there's really not much use in studying this. You don't see the purpose. You don't see the usefulness. You know, that's really possible. You know? You know, you don't see, you know, what's the point of learning some of those things that, you know, that are taught, you know. So it is really possible to think like that, you know. But you have to keep in mind, you know, so what I mentioned earlier, the whole point of learning, the basis, the point of learning this, or the subjects in the basic program, is to enable us in the future to be able to, you know, unlearn and then understand those deeper teachings, yeah, those more profound teachings of the Buddha, those great treatises, you know, and so forth. Yeah. So, keeping this goal in mind, then whenever there's something that you don't understand, including new terminology and so forth, you know, you have to just tell yourself that, you know, this is something that you just have to learn and then or memorize, you know, because you know. This becomes like the foundation, the tool to study those more advanced subjects in the future. Yeah.
That's all. Go back to room. Go back to home. So. Maybe short my story. I think many people heard that before. So when you learn this term, the philosophy text, it's not easy. Okay? So just share my own experience. Maybe when I was 12 to 18, I did study the basic, what we teach now here. Today class. I was studying that for 6 years, but I have no idea what they're talking about during 6 years. Okay? Maybe I'm young, maybe I'm not paying attention. I have no idea, but I didn't know anything what they're talking about, what they teach me. I have zero knowledge. I know the word, but I don't know the meaning. Yeah? So then after moved to Sarah, age of 18, 3 to 6 months, I went to class. I had no idea what they're talking about. I went to class to receive teaching. I don't understand single word what the teacher is talking about. So this is my story, okay? So like that. It's because even I speak Tibetan, the Dharma term, how they write the text is totally different from how he spoke, you know. So it's very difficult to understand the meaning. So it took me a long time to get into philosophy. Only after 1 year I was in Sarah, then after that I've slight interest and philosophy. Little bit, because I understand some words and some debate. You know? I know little bit how to debate and I understand some meaning, then from there I get some kind of interest to go deeper. Beginning part, I have no interest because I don't understand any single thing. But went through that kind of time, about 6-7 years. Yeah? So it's really basic, but I don't understand anything. So, but somehow, after 1 year, I have some interest to go there. Then once you have interest, that will push you continually. So that's how I complete my study. Because of small interest, that push me up to 18 year or 19 year to complete my study. Yeah, so that, then, so studying philosophy is no age limit. Yeah, studying, there's no age limit. But when you study young, it's much better. Because your mind is sharper, you can think better. When you get older, you cannot think much. It's true. But again, I tell my mom's story. I think many people know that. My mom had zero knowledge. She never been to school for until her age of 70. Up to there, she don't know how to read, she don't know how to write. Yeah. But only after 70, that she have some interest to study some Tibetan language, how to read. Because how she get the interest? Because she went to do Nyungne, you know, in the lay people community. So my mother used to go there. When all the other people, they can read, they can chant, then she feel very discouraged herself. Only herself cannot do that. You know, she feel very, very difficult. She feel very not happy there. You know, she want to do same as other people. They are all same age, but they can chant. Then she gets some kind of encourage there. So then she went to study how to read the Tibetan language. So then from that, she able to read the text. So she can chant together. That is her wish. So then she did went for 2 or 3 years to Tibetan class. Every morning she walked 1 hour there. Then she studied there 2 hours. After this she walked back to home another 1 hour or 45 minutes like that. So then she told me when she go down, she know how to read. When she get back, come to home, she totally forgot. She don't know how to read. You know, then sometimes she feel very discouraged, some stress, like that. But then somehow, not very good, but somehow, few years ago, she showed me the Tibetan text, the Nyungne text. Then she can read the text, read to me. Not perfect, but okay. You know, she can read a little bit here and there like that. So she's, after that, she was quite happy. So like that. Then there's another, my auntie. She also exactly like that. She don't know anything. Then my mom become teacher to her. Then she become a little bit proud herself, you know. Sometimes she shout the auntie. So that's the so she did manage, not very good, but she did manage. She was happy, so able to read a little bit, so do some prayer. So she's happy about that. So so here, and so I think if we put effort, so I think everybody can learn something. If you wish to learn, you have interest, you really want to do, I think you can make it somewhere according to your intelligence. Yeah. Not everybody can be saved, not possible. Everybody have different intelligence, different background, different interests, different effort, different time. So not everybody can be saved. So but the whole point is if you are interested, you have some enthusiasm, then you can make it something from there. Okay, so just think about that. So I did mention why we're learning this basic program. So just keep in mind. So like that, then we start our journey, okay? So about the exam, I think about 110 people have taken exam here. So it's very good, very encouraging. So wonderful, okay? So here again, whether you did good or you did bad, doesn't matter. Yeah, you must know that. If you did good mark, wonderful, rejoice that. If you don't do good, also rejoice and wonder, think that I did, and put more encourage. If you didn't do good this time, put more encourage to do next time better. Okay? So we did mark there. So we'll keep the record, because in order to get the final certificate, if you want to get final certificate after 5 years, so you must complete all the exam before that. Okay? So those who want to take final exam must take the exam, whatever we have before that. So that keep in mind that. So you don't want to take final exam, it's your own choice. You don't want certificate, you don't want the degree, you don't want the enlightenment, then okay. So that's why we need to give exam. This is made ruled by FMD Center, so we need to follow that. So here, whether you do good or bad, I think it's okay. It's just a learning process, you know. So with the question, so we can have more discussion, we can understand more. If we did wrong, we have question why I did wrong, what's the right. From there, you can find out, you can learn more better, share each other like that. So like that. So I'll pass you the question paper later before 9:15. I'll pass you your question paper. Okay. You must sign your money. Pongbare. Sign. During the Shabbat, take it to church. Pongbare. Mare.
So on Sunday at 1:30, you can have a discussion group to discuss about the exam, right?
Only that if you want to do, yeah? The question, some are right, some are wrong, so you can find out on Sunday if you wish to do. Why right, why wrong, no? Anybody like to do or don't like to do? You don't like to do, then we don't have discussion class on Sunday. This coming Sunday. If you like to do, then we start 1:30 to 3:30. Okay? Okay. Encouraging. What in the show? Hoa tukshini, ta nche zang zo tunda lorik chie che, ta tingwa la ta zindak jingin shi ta kazut go naha kumogo, na ta go tanya kashi shenguwa ya chegi yore, nche zang ta di tanya tunzo jik ma shu naha samla ta go yangsa yangsa tunggu yo zang, ane tanda tanya tunzo shen che, ane kare labgu yo, tanya tunzo ta nyebar che, ane jik cik tunzo tanya tunzo shenguwa ya mongbo ju sawa chegi yore, rawa.
Okay, we are here to study Lorik. Lorik is a Tibetan. I don't know how you translate in English. Mind and awareness. But anyway, the study of mind, right? But before we actually, before we start with the actual subject matter, there are a couple of philosophical concepts here and terminology that you have to grasp, you know, before you know we can start with the actual teaching, yeah, or the subject matter, because these concepts and these terms come up all the time in the study of Buddhist philosophy. So it's crucial that you understand these concepts and put aside understanding it. Even the words themselves, the terminology that will be used, will be new to most of you. Okay. So, but we have no choice. We just have to do it, yeah. So you have to memorize some of these terms and understand the concepts, okay? Right?
Okay. That in the shop. That in the ma. That tambo. Chidan takasaneta. Then a shidup sesh da. Shidubas. That on the shidup se the kind of jurin. The shidup sesh. Shidup se. Sheja se. Yoba se. Sheja se. That on the chipai mother.
Okay, you pay attention. Established base, object of knowledge, existent, or object of comprehension. In general, they're getting at the same thing. Okay? They're getting at the same thing.
Oh, Tanda Yita, Shidup Lamnare, Sheja Lamnare, Yoba Lamnare, Sheja Lamnare, that Tanda, Tanda Chibai Mare, Tanga Mendo Mato, Kosa Chiklaquia, that Tanda, Tanda Chibacha.
Okay? Established base. Established, you know? Not established brand, but established base. Then you have an object of knowledge, existent, or object of comprehension. While they are different, in terminology wise, different words, right? But they are all getting at the same thing. So they mean the same thing, basically. Established base, object of knowledge, existent, object of comprehension. Okay? Bole.
Otoshine, that tanda, that pen a shidup said, tanda ni, that in the karela puyarsana, that pen a shidubare, shejare, yobare, shejare said, kandesh hako kresana, kandesh yogare, tako, yoba sena, sheja sena, shidup se, karegisenta, that samajik tubesaneta, ranjazi, samajik tubesane, that shidup se, yoba se, the joktuyare, that on the
What exactly, whether we say established based or object of knowledge or existent or object of comprehension, you know, what are they referring to, you know, basically? They're all referring to the very thing, the phenomenon that is established by a valid cognizer, a valid, you know, cognizer, cognition, you know, cognition, to cognize something, right? So a valid cognizer is a noun, yeah? Okay, so whether we say established base or object of knowledge, object of comprehension, existent, they mean the same thing, isn't it? So what do they all mean? They refer to this thing, rather the phenomenon that is established, that which is established by a valid cognizer.
Yoba, meba se jungurwa. Yore, meba se jungurwa. That the chabar karigi jugosana. Samajigi
In general, you know, we talk about things existing and not existing. Yeah, I mean, I use the word things. I mean, just to make it easy. But actually, you know, actually, we have to be a bit strict nowadays. You know. So yeah. Anyway, you know, we talk about existent or non-existent. Yeah. So what's the difference? What is it that determines whether something exists? Yeah. You know, versus something that doesn't exist. Yeah. An existent is verified. An existent. A phenomenon that exists. Why does it exist? Because it can be realized by a valid cognizer. Yeah, it can be realized by a valid mind. Therefore, it is said to exist. A non-existent is something. It's basically it doesn't exist because it can't be realized by any valid mind or valid cognizer. Yeah. So therefore, it doesn't exist. So an existent, yeah, is so called. It is an existent. It exists because it is realized. Yeah, it is realized by a valid mind. A valid mind, yeah. It is verified. Its existence is verified, yeah. It's realized by a valid mind or valid conviction. And because it is not realized or not verified by a valid mind, therefore, it is the thing in question does not exist. It's non-existent. Boleh?
Okay, easy? Yeah? Not so difficult. Yeah. Tokshini, that so dela kanga kemare, tako yobas ne kizu hako barwa. Yobas do kunza hako barwa. That you met a set it tiny thing from your hako barwa. The kanga kimitwa.
Actually, nothing mystical about, or nothing, you know, nothing big deal about what we've just said. Yeah. We're just saying, how do we know whether something exists? How do we know something does not exist? You know existence, yeah. You know what it means to exist and what it means to not exist, right? Okay.
That term is not difficult, isn't it? Exist, not exist. Tokshe, that tanda chikpa yimbare. Chadam yo me sela shitup seagi tangaji yimbare. Sheja seaji yimbare. Sheja seaji yimbare.
Yeah. So when we say it exists, yeah, or it's an existent, it can be called, you can give it a different name. You can the thing that exists, or the phenomenon that exists, you can either call it an existent or an object of knowledge, or object of comprehension, isn't it? Or an established base. It's just giving it a different name, Tewo.
Okay, good. But don't forget only part, huh? So to say that cinema that she do like ena start on the career sena but yama nang se yang she do city kona nang se le yawa chabaina yang takpa se mi takpa se kon nang se ni che to that she do in the church that takpa mi takpa se ni che.
So when established base is divided, you know, if you look at the, and how it can be divided, yeah. Established base can be divided into impermanent, not impermanence, yeah, impermanent and permanent. Boleh?
Tushini. 아니 랑선스님 거래 다 던덤 잠바스니 요구요래 와 근데 시중 대시
Okay, so established base when divided can be divided into impermanent and permanent, right? So there are while you know we use the word impermanent, but there are also a couple of other words that are used. But basically, they mean the same thing as impermanent. Okay, what are some of the what are some of these words here? Functioning thing. Product. You know, ultimate truth. Specifically characterized phenomenon. Yeah. In Tibetan it's called rangchen, you know. But in English it's like bleh, bleh, bleh. Specifically characterized phenomenon. We both can just write down, don't worry. Okay? Impermanent, functioning thing, product, ultimate truth, specifically characterized a phenomenon. There's different ways of saying the same thing.
Okay, this is English class.
Okay, so established base divided into impermanent and permanent, or impermanent phenomenon and permanent phenomenon. Yeah. So, why? What is impermanent phenomenon? What exactly it is? It is called impermanent phenomenon. You know, because it undergoes momentary change. It undergoes momentary change. That means it is changing in each and every single moment.
Oh, today in Zhang, Tako, Mitapa, Sinita, Mintash.
Yeah, so therefore, because it is undergoing change in each and every single moment, it is labeled, it's given the name impermanent phenomenon.
Oh, Tuxine, Tak, the Anit Takwa, Seji, and Yunguyo.
Then what is a permanent phenomenon? A permanent phenomenon is this. While it is in existence, it does not undergo momentary change. A permanent phenomenon is an existent, but something that does not undergo momentary change.
This one, that today in Zhang, that go, your body in Chinzela, Yana Tapachai, Yana Mitapachai, that didn't come room, my inky, your body shy, never there. Yana Mitapa in order, Mitapa minor, Tapa in order. That didn't come, my inky.
If it is an existent, but in simple English, if it exists, but I don't know, we have to be specific. If it's an existent, it is either impermanent phenomenon or permanent phenomenon. If it is an existent, if it is not an impermanent phenomenon, it necessarily has to be a permanent phenomenon. It's exhaustive. Yeah. So there isn't a third possibility whereby you can have a phenomenon, an existent, that is neither impermanent nor permanent. Not possible. Well, you cannot forget what was covered earlier, yeah?
Oh, 독신해. tine ma ta cheba se jing gore ta cheba se de kharse na ta jebe chane ta ko jeba nza ti chane cheba se ni min ta shi ta ta.
So an impermanent phenomenon is also can also be referred to as a product. Yeah? Product. Cheba independent product. Why is it called a product? Because it is created. It's produced, isn't it? Therefore it's given the name product. It is a created, a produced phenomenon, isn't it?
Atochne ta dine ma duche seji yungge yungge yore ta duche sede tonda ta tonda mingdaji duche ba sudu ta judang jengi duche ne chuba sta tonda duche sini mingdaji dine gre.
Another, you know, way of you know, talking about impermanent phenomenon is using the word composed phenomenon. Composed phenomenon. So it means the same as impermanent phenomenon. But if you look at the name, composed phenomenon, what does it mean? That name suggests, it's telling you that that phenomenon is composed or came about. It was composed, came about together through causes and conditions. It was composed, yeah. Yeah, by causes and conditions. So it is a composed phenomenon, and it has the same meaning as impermanent phenomenon.
What to say? Tinema, that Ransen says that the imbare, Pena, Yana, Datam, Tope, Taza, Maimbachi, Tatanda. Datam, Tope, Taza, Maimbachi, that Ranga singing to Devasila, that Ransen says that.
Okay. Then you have the specifically characterized phenomenon, yeah. Rangsen independent. Specifically characterized phenomenon. Same as impermanent phenomenon, isn't it? Earlier we mentioned. So what is a specifically characterized phenomenon? So it is a phenomenon which is established by way of its own character without being imputed, you know, by without being merely imputed by a term or thought consciousness or conceptuality. Yeah, okay. So a specifically characterized phenomenon is a phenomenon which is established by way of its own character without being merely imputed by term or thought consciousness.
That tonda dine ma ta tondam demba saidi ta tondam demba saidi ta ten ta ba tenjin ni ba ta ten ta ba tenjin ni ba atinde chila ta tondam demba saida.
An impermanent phenomenon is also same as an ultimate truth, isn't it? And an ultimate truth here in this context is so called because it is a phenomenon which is ultimately able to perform a function.
Oh, doxine, so so, that up the casina, that so do deba, she do shine, that the damp that do deba to the shila shani yung dash.
So, what I've mentioned so far. Is based primarily on the Sutra School's view. Yeah. Sutra School.
Oh, tuxine. That tanda karsana, that di karsana mitapa chepa tuje rangsen tandam damba saidi that tang di xianguai, ani cik di xianbe tangne that tanda ni kunzu lapsa chipa des da tanda mitapa.
So you have to understand that, you know, these are just, you know, all these various terms are just different ways of talking about impermanent phenomenon. Yeah, you know, there's functioning thing, isn't it? functioning thing, product, composed phenomenon, ultimate truth, specifically characterized a phenomenon. These are just different ways of saying the same thing. They are not separate from impermanent phenomena. They are not separate. Yeah. Okay? They are all different ways of saying the same thing. So, functioning thing, so impermanent phenomenon, functioning thing, product, composed phenomenon, ultimate truth, specifically characterized phenomenon, they are mutually inclusive. Mutually inclusive. Now, that's another term. Mutually inclusive.
Mutually inclusive. Oh yeah. Okay. Huh? Oh, toxin. That tine ma. That tagi. That that mitakpa toxin chane. Taka nashi. That takpa likuare. Ora mitakpa toxo. That takpa likuare. That mitakpa mayi be chudi. Takpa chakuare.
Okay. The opposite of impermanent phenomenon is permanent phenomenon. Permanent phenomenon here basically covers every single phenomenon that is not impermanent. Hey. Sounds easy, yeah?
Cut the line. That thing would work. That Mitapa Mayim, but Tamje, Tapa Rebe situation.
If I ask you this question, are all non impermanence phenomenon? Are all non-impermanent?
Just to check, yeah. That mitakpa maina, that takpa ingo reverse. That
if it is not impermanent, is it necessarily permanent?
Yeah. Too much.
True or false?
True or false, yeah. Think carefully, yeah? It's true? Huh? Must mitakwa mahina takwa hingore
bes. If it is not impermanent, is it necessarily permanent?
Just check your intelligence. How quick? Huh? Huh? What do you think? Yes? No? Huh? How many people think yes? No. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Those who think S, that's another question for you.
It follows.
Carl, that is. Carl, that's a chicken. That's in Shidea.
Nam game is
what? Huh? Sinshidea. Nam you that.
Okay, for those of you who say that if it is not impermanent, it is necessarily permanent, yeah? Okay, then the question is for you, those of you who put up hands especially, is sky flower permanent phenomenon? Is sky flower permanent phenomenon? Okay lah, sky cow lah, whatever lah, sky something lah, not it's called sky 57, is it?
Yeah,
MBS.
Quick.
Huh? Is the sky flower permanent phenomenon? Huh? 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 Is sky flower permanent phenomenon?
How come keep quiet? Nobody again? Huh? Yes or no? Oh, surprise, everybody keep quiet there. Huh? What do you think? Is permanent or impermanent? Huh? Doesn't exist. So therefore, not permanent, not impermanent. Yeah? Huh? I thought become permanent, no? Yo ko ta ta ti ko kharso ta kasna tak ba mai ba cham mi tak ba mai ba cham gi tak ba re thum do wa ro wa ta to ta ti.
So the point is this: just because it is not impermanent doesn't necessarily make it permanent, you know.
Tuk chine ta yoba khangshi la ta yoba khangshi la ta takpa mayina mari mitakpa mayina ta takpa yingor besna ta yingor wa.
Okay, if it is not impermanent, it is not necessarily permanent. However, if you say an existent but not impermanent, then you can say that is necessarily then permanent, yeah. Okay.
제가 다 주와 땅도 캐도와 다디 삼로 땅과에 갈스나 미탁바 마이바 미탁바 마이바 삼게 딱바 인거로서는 꼭 말했어. 다 미탁바 마이베 여바지나 딱바 인거로서는 거래스 딱 잡을 체니.
So you see you understand the difference or not? Because the difference comes in how the question is posed, how you analyze something, isn't it? This is not for fun, no, but because if you say that if it is impermanent, if it is not impermanent, is it necessarily permanent? Not necessarily so, isn't it? But if you say that while it is an existent but it is not impermanent, then you can say that phenomenon is necessarily permanent. Yeah. So it's a difference, right? Big difference.
Oh, tuksine. Ta tinema chazanta ta. Karasana, Taria, Tapa, the Mitabasin, Tatunda, Tapa, Sage, you might. That Tapa, Dini, Dian, Tunda, Chip, Imala, Tan, Machabas, Dumachabas, Sisin, Kunzo, Tamba, Sintat, Tundangi, Tizoyan, Tunchi, Tunda Chipachai.
Okay, so just like impermanent phenomenon has many phenomena that are mutually inclusive of it, yeah? So it's the same thing with permanent phenomenon. So permanent, we can call it permanent phenomenon, or we're talking about the same thing, but there are some of these terms are used: non-produced phenomenon, uncomposed phenomenon, conventional truth, generally characterized phenomenon. So these are just different ways of getting at the same thing.
Takilah benang sihir, tak ko cici, tak yoba kangsi lah cici cici mebanjang tak pasir, tak yoba kangsi lah tak macam banjang tak macam pasir.
So as I mentioned earlier, a permanent phenomenon is that which does not undergo momentary change, isn't it? So because it doesn't that which doesn't undergo momentary change is permanent, isn't it? Permanent phenomenon. Permanent phenomenon can also be, you know, there are things such as non-produced phenomenon. Non-produced phenomenon is the same meaning, isn't it? But it is called non-produced because is not created. It's a non-created phenomenon. Therefore, it's called a non-produced phenomenon. Then you have uncomposed phenomenon, which is also mutually inclusive with permanent phenomenon. Yeah? So uncomposed phenomenon, as opposed to composed phenomenon earlier, isn't it? So an uncomposed phenomenon is so called because it is not composed. You know, that phenomenon does not come into, it's not established, it does not come into existence through, you know, being put together by causes and conditions. So therefore it is called an uncomposed phenomenon. Then you have the generally characterized phenomenon. So that is mutually inclusive with permanent phenomenon, yeah? So generally characterized phenomenon is a phenomenon which is merely imputed by a term or thought consciousness. And it's not established as a specifically characterized phenomenon. Then conventional truth is also mutually inclusive with permanent phenomenon, yeah? Yeah. So conventional truth here refers to a phenomenon which is ultimately unable to perform a function. It's like the opposite of ultimate truth, too. Okay, so if we just go back to the top of the chart again, yeah. Established based or an existent or whatever, you know, when divided, it's divided into impermanent phenomenon and permanent phenomenon, right? Impermanent phenomenon, there are many phenomena that are mutually inclusive with it, yeah. So there are many different terms that we saw, isn't it? Like composed, phenomenon, product, and so forth. Right? These are phenomena that are mutually inclusive with impermanent phenomenon. They're all getting at the same thing, just different ways of looking at it, yeah. Different ways of saying, isn't it? So likewise, you have permanent phenomenon. There are also many phenomena that are mutually inclusive with it, such as non-product, non-composed phenomenon, and so forth. Different ways of saying getting at the same thing, basically. So, you know, if we start at the top, we have established base, it refers to anything that exists, yeah, it's an existent, isn't it? So in order to help us gain a better understanding, to clarify, you know, what on earth is, what is existence, right? What consists, you know, what does it consist? Then in order to help us understand that, therefore, you see, you have this division of existence or established base into two, isn't it? Impermanent phenomenon and permanent phenomenon, isn't it? There's a more, like, you know, detailed understanding of what constitutes existence, isn't it? So likewise, you know, if we look at the impermanent phenomenon, in order to help us, you know, gain, you know, even a better understanding of what exactly is impermanent phenomenon, then, you know, there are many in divisions as well.
Yeah. That mitaba korang la ya ko seru ta mitaba sedu kana ya mitabu koran situ kala ta tembo se jingwe sheba se jingwe ta deme to je sine ta ya ti sum gi ya wa chi me ta.
Okay, so yeah, established base when divided into the impermanent phenomenon and permanent phenomenon. Impermanent phenomenon refers to phenomenon that undergoes momentary change, isn't it? Yeah, phenomenon those existent that undergoes change in each and every single moment. Yeah, okay. And this impermanent phenomenon can be divided, into three. Okay, what are these? So impermanent phenomenon, when divided into three, they are pembo, matter. Then you have sheva, consciousness. So matter, consciousness, and then you have the third division is what we call a non-associated compositional factor. Then mean to chip. Okay?
That's it. That mitapa sudokala. That yana pembo yingwe. Yana shaba yingwe. Yana demit yingwe. That's it. Mitapa yinchinjela. That's it. That's it.
So these are the three divisions of impermanent phenomenon. So if it is an impermanent phenomenon, it's necessarily one of these three. So anything you bring to mind in question, if it is an impermanent phenomenon, it is necessarily either matter. If it is not matter, then it has to be consciousness. If it is not consciousness, then it has to be a non-associated compositional factor. So one of these three.
That to me, that Chidan, that Yingore, that Dodeva Lula, that Carsena, Sok Senare, Pembo Senare, that on the Tunjik Shire, Sok Pembo Tunjik Sine, Yore.
So, according to the Sutra school, one of the Buddhist tenets, yeah. Form and matter are mutually inclusive. According to the Sutra school, form and matter are mutually inclusive.
Oh, that's it. That sok se da. That tonda yin penpo se ne tonda chikpa la kukyo zang. That du se di kar se, penpo se di, that du mangpo shi da chokpa nze chun de chup de nga shi. That sok se di tine shi da du chupa la tine chup de nga shi. That tonda. Tila sok se, penpo se, o tine chik cha hai.
Okay, so according to the Sutra school, form and matter are mutually inclusive. That means they're just different ways of saying the same thing. I mean, getting at the same thing, it's the same meaning. Matter, what exactly is matter? Why is it called matter? Because it is atomically established. Because it's established through the gathering of many, atoms or depends, quarks or particles or whatever. Basically, we use atoms. Because it's atomically established through the coming together of atoms, so therefore it is called matter. Matter, yeah.
Oh, tindeshine. That tinema, yeah. That suk mayin be chuji, metaboji yumde. Ro rikchi karsena. That sheba se yumde, ro. That sheba se dukala ko ibla soba, kadala soba. Ani toya men, rege men dengeji. That tonda tindeshi chati bol sheba se di. You, Karasana, you saw a chat in it. What in this chat? Shabbat.
Okay, then you have consciousness. Consciousness is an impermanent phenomenon, but while it's an impermanent phenomenon, it is not matter. Yeah. Okay, consciousness is non obstructive, does not have color. Does not have color and shape. It is non-obstructive, yeah, isn't it? Yet is able to clarify, have a clear apprehension of objects appearing to it. Yeah.
어 근데 샤디 그래 다 근데 다 당연하나 샤바세다 다 로세 리바세 샤바스나 다 단다 전진이 말해 로 리바 샤바스무스다
오케이 so that's consciousness okay consciousness no consciousness mind and knower are mutually inclusive. There's different ways of saying it. Yeah. So there's consciousness, or you call it a mind, or knower, a knower. These three are mutually inclusive.
Mind is not law.
Awareness. So, technical point. If we say better to say consciousness, there's Shiva in Tibetan. Yeah. Then you have knower, which is Rigpa. Yeah. Then the word that is in question is called Lo. Lo. Lo Sang. I know some of you are Lo Sang. Don't know what that Lo. Basically, that word Lo. I guess it can be translated as awareness. Yeah. Awareness, perhaps, to make a distinction between awareness and mind in the future. Awareness.
Oh, tinaksha. That tinema, anichi karsana ta. That demiduji sedi. That demiduji sedi kandeji la sarsana. Ta mitaba yamba kanshi la. Ta pembaya mayimba. Shaba mayimba jina. Tinde mayimba chuji duna. That tikanga. That demiduji res. Shakchua tinimba.
Okay, then you have the non-associated compositional factor. Yeah. So, if it is an impermanent phenomenon, but it's not matter nor consciousness, then it is necessarily a non-associated compositional factor. So what we have discussed so far is basically a presentation of what reality is. And in technical Buddhist language, you call it the basis. Yeah. This is an understanding of what is the basis. Basis, the base, the basis of reality, basically. What reality is.
What is the basis? Pembole surdu chaji. Ta tongme tongsang sari ge chaji chaji kiyore pembo da me dawa chi. Pe duri kaga chaji.
So if we look at matter and consciousness, they are different entities, yeah. They have different nature, different entities, isn't it, yeah? Matter is atomically established, composed of fine particles and atoms and what have you. But on the other hand, look, consciousness is not like that. Consciousness is non-obstructive, no, no color, no shape. Yeah, it's non-obstructive. It is empty. I mean, in that sense, it's like void. And it's like a void, yeah. And it has the factor of clarity and knowing.
Oh, today that tonda that she netang korang la that tonda team bade bena tempo say na shaba say di that she netang korang la that bet that loss ye dengi si, loa that kaso la that tutang korang kaga in bade shaba tutang jitang that tempo tutang ni she netu korang la that tutang kaga ye dengi si.
So we are now examining what is reality, isn't it? Yeah? Or in technical language, we say the basis. You have to keep this in mind. She knows the basis. When we talk about basis, yeah, you have to just keep in mind that we are talking about reality. Yeah? Okay. So now we're talking on the level of the base and the basis. Yeah? This matter and consciousness, they are radically different. Yeah. It is different, completely different entity, isn't it? By because of the how they come into existence, they are different because of how they are established, isn't it? They have different entities, isn't it? That is the reality, isn't it?
Oh, to see, today some lo is tan do kang la, pena pembo se dang suk se di, ta some lo is tan do kande si chungba de some lo is tan do kang la ko.
If we look at form or matter, if you examine how form or matter is established, how it comes into being, yeah, it is basically it came into existence from a concordant cause. Concordant cause means correct cause. Concordant cause, yeah. It is established by former moments of form or matter, isn't it? It's a continuation, isn't it? Of former moments of form or matter, isn't it? Do you know? No?
Oh, Tindeshi Yungwashi. That Shabbos de Takanashi, Koranda, Victim, Yu, and it said it some Junga Giji Chene, and it Victim, Yuji Jungwai, or Timber.
Suddenly remember the translation, how to translate, read to me, is actually, now I forgot again. What's the course? Rusty, a long time never translated. Course of a similar type. So likewise, consciousness, is established, through a course. Of course, consciousness comes from a cause, yeah, its own cause. And the cause is the cause of a similar type.
Oh, Tukshine, that Tindeke Samla Dain Dukala, Tango the Shi Nesula Samla Yabuji Dain Dukala, Tondain Yita Sukseni, Riktime Gula Tene Chupte, Shabatia, Riktime Gula Tene Chupte, Vaji Kukuyore, Kukime Kimele Jumwa, Da Namba Sanjibi Chilingi Yomare, Shazan, Taki Shabana Shire, Sukinare, Shabayinare, Chebare Sigurza, Ta, Ye Kukuyore, Dushinza, Jujing, Dushin, Tukuyore, Tindy Judy Kangari Samantan Dugala, Round the victim with Jijiqua, Shimato, Round the victim with Gila Tene, Junghadi, Jigiyamare.
Okay, so matter, form, comes into existence by depending on cause, isn't it? And it's to be a concordant cause. Cause of a similar type. It cannot be any other cause, and any tinsai, zambalang, you know? I mean, that is easy to understand, right? Similarly, consciousness comes, is established, comes into being, is established in dependence on a concordant cause, a cause of a similar type. So whether it is matter or consciousness, both are impermanent phenomena, isn't it? Boleh, correct? Both are impermanent phenomena, right? And therefore, they are products, isn't it? They are products, isn't it? The fact that they are products means that they are created, isn't it? They're produced, isn't it? Right? Matter and consciousness are also composed phenomena, isn't it? Why are they composed? Because they come into being, they are composed by causes and conditions. So therefore, for us, according to the Buddhist view, things, for if it's an impermanent phenomenon, it cannot exist without coming into, it cannot exist without depending on causes and conditions. It has, if it is an impermanent phenomenon, it has to come into being by depending on causes and conditions. And not only that, it has to depend on the cause of a similar type, concordant cause. Okay, so whether it's matter or consciousness, this they have to come into being, they have to be established through causes and conditions, yeah. Okay? Then we say causes, yeah, we use the word cause, yeah. Then if you look at the word cause, if you examine it further, you know, the word cause, the concept, you know, can be divided into two. Causes are divided into substantial cause and cooperative condition. Okay. So, impermanent phenomena, in this case, we are talking about matter and consciousness, both come into being in dependence on causes, yeah. Concordant causes, yeah. Correct causes, yeah. And if you examine causes, you discover that, you know, causes are divided into two types. Substantial cause. You have to get used to the word, a substantial cause. In English, simple English, we say main cause, yeah. But it doesn't convey the meaning. Substantial cause and cooperative condition. So, if you have a form or matter, form or matter cannot act as the substantial cause of consciousness. Likewise, consciousness cannot act as the substantial cause of matter.
Oh, Karsana, Koran Tuin Dugane, the Mososan Tuptebashi, the Pembo Sebas Dugala, the Mososan Yetes, Tuin Dugane, Kona Shi Netanga, the Kaga Yetes, Yobanashi, Koran Tupchi Judea, Kagan Yetebashi.
So, form or matter cannot act as the main cause or the main producer or the substantial cause of consciousness. Consciousness cannot act as the main cause or producer of form or matter. Why? Because in reality, on the level of the basis, in reality as we know it, you know, when we talk about form or consciousness, they are established as distinct entities, completely distinct entities, right? Distinct. They're so radically different. Different natures, different entities, isn't it? Yeah. So, and because they are established as having different entities, they must come from their respective causes.
Okay, tinde shi samla tani dhukwa la, ani shi nganzo nangbe ta kiawa chima seda, ngama sedi, ta tinde samla tangbe tongne, ani rikbe dhubcho hachi tako, kiawa ngama yocho, kiawa chima sedi yocho kore sene ta, kondi shi tinde shi la tukde hachi ta tanda.
So, therefore, matter has to come into existence in dependence on former moments of matter. It's a continuum, yeah. So likewise, consciousness, for consciousness to exist, it has to come from a previous moment of consciousness, a stream of consciousness, right? Therefore, based on this line of reasoning, of the substantial cause of consciousness, this is how we establish reincarnation, how we establish there are past lives and there will be future lives. So you see, there's something really to think about. No? Based on our observation of reality, it's an observation of reality, right? Reality is as such, right? There are these two things, you have matter, you have consciousness, they are radically different entities, and then based on the fact that they come about through their own causes. And if you think along this line, this is how you, by thinking, you can analyze and you can conclude that there is reincarnation, there are past lives and there will be future lives.
Oh, that in this young life, that she never done on a yapo shinko to her, or she never done on a candy china, and she could turn it to buy him. That Mitchumi Gula Joe Maiba, they are turning to buy him. They are that Toba, they are Victor Gula, then to buy him. Tinde summer time to gala. Ani kota jaw ngama chima sedi jala papchu esi. Tinde jungala shi nesu netang koranta pembo shaba sedi netang kademe ngose wu shi ngukdwa.
So from this you can see how an understanding of reality is so important. Because on the basis of understanding what constitutes reality, then you can think about some of these things such as reincarnation, isn't it? Yeah, right? So in the case of consciousness, has to come into being in dependence on something, isn't it? In dependence on some other factor other than itself, right? And so it comes about as a result of a cause. It cannot come about in dependence on a discordant cause or incorrect cause. It has to come about in dependence on a concordant cause. So, and for this, you can establish reincarnation, past and future lives. But before you can even figure all this out, and you can try to figure this out, you first must have a good understanding of the basis, the reality. Starting with the individual entities of matter and consciousness, you have to understand that these, how they exist in reality, that they have distinct natures, distinct entities. Yeah. And from that, then you can analyze and then come to the conclusion. And having an ascertainment or understanding of how liberation exists, that Buddhas exist, that enlightenment exists, those understanding can only be arrived at on this fundamental understanding of what constitutes reality, the basis, yeah, without which, yeah, it'd be difficult, yeah.
Okay.
So as I mentioned earlier, really there's no way out other than learning these terms, yeah. Really, so you just have to try to memorize these terms and understand them, because if you want to learn, we are talking about the future, we are making preparations to learn the subject. If you want to learn, then you have no way out but to really get a hold of these terms. Yeah, okay.
Then you might sing, Lobjun Chair, some of Madan Chair, that Puyang Rumbo, some of Diet, 저도 아니 산지의 순기 공부 대라도 도트에 딘데기 아니 깨나죄 섬을 땅체 아니 강도도 놓쳐 나로 나스 다도시.
So as I mentioned earlier, no, here you must think big. You must understand what the goal is. You know, the goal is in the future, what we want to achieve in the future. You cannot be thinking about one day. Oh, just one day, you know, I'm learning all this. It's like, what's all this? You know, you cannot think like that. You have to think big. You know, the goal, as I mentioned, is to, this becomes a preparation for us to be able to, you know, to really understand, you know, the Buddha's teaching, to really understand the Buddha's teachings in the future. Okay, so you have to keep this in mind. So on this basis, if we by making the preparation now, and then in future when we learn and we really come to gain some understanding of the Buddhist teachings, and then you get a mental satisfaction or the happiness and all that, you know. And then if that happens, then I think you can say that, you know, you have made, only then we have made your obtaining this human life of freedoms and endowments are meaningful. Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to give back your exam paper. Okay? So if I read one by one, I think it takes a long time. Okay? It takes time. So here, I think almost most of people done very well. Okay? So like that, so yeah. This one is the old new one, yeah, not the older what called who complete the basic program, they are not inside here. I told they can take exam but they can mark themselves. In case they do worse than new one, you know. So that's why we didn't collect the answer. So this one just the new one. So which the pastor was to give to you? Throw? So maybe, yeah, what called Benny can read, then just pass this side. And this side, Rabjan, can you do? Read the name and just pass to them. Yeah. Maybe you go there and pass. Go there. You go, then pass them. Then pass them. Maybe you can pass them.
Vincent Cole. Ricky
Tomba Tomba
Tuyama Bes
Tuyama Bes Tatiana
Bes.
The question back then can take next Tuesday from me.
Alright, I'll finish off with the prayers